Memphis police are preparing to release footage of the violent arrest of 29-year-old Tyre Nichols. Nichols, who is black, died 3 days after the incident, which began as a traffic stop. An independent autopsy commissioned by the family says Nichols suffered extensive bleeding caused by a severe beating. Memphis Police Chief C.J. Davis promised accountability.
This is not just a professional failing. This is a failing of basic humanity toward another individual. This incident was heinous, reckless, and inhumane.
Nichols' family has seen video of the arrest. Family attorney Antonio Romanucci described Nichols as a defenseless, quote, human pinata for five police officers. Those officers have since been fired, and there are calls for charges to be brought against them. Joining us now is Vicki Terry. She's executive director of the NAACP Memphis branch. Vicki, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, Jane.
Well, thank you for being here. What happened to Tyre Nichols is so horrific. He was stopped for reckless driving. Now he's dead after suffering a reported 3-minute beating at the hands of the officers who arrested him. What have you heard from people who have seen this footage, and does it comport with what the chief and others have described?
Well, the only people I know that have seen the footage is the police chief, you know, of course, the DA and the family, the mother, father, grandmother, and aunt, and Ben Crump, of course, the attorney and his assistants. And all of them are saying the same thing, how horrific, how horrible, and, you know, it was a savage beating. And also now, I don't know if you know, but the officers have been charged. They just turned themselves in. And they have 5 counts against each of them.
Counts for what?
Second-degree murder, official misconduct, official oppression, aggravated assault, and aggravated kidnapping.
And the officers are in custody?
They are in custody now as we speak.
Tensions are high in Memphis. There was a city council meeting. People were demanding justice. What are you hearing in the city of Memphis right now?
Well, everyone from, you know, the community, a lot of activists and other people from the community wanted the tape released. But, you know, they asked if they could just wait until the family viewed it, and the family gave the DA and the TBI investigated to 2 weeks. They said they would give them 2 weeks to release the tape. So I think after the charges are being made today, I think I'm hearing now that it might be tomorrow when this tape is released. Mm.
And what do you think the response is going to be when that tape is released?
You know, our chief of police said on a video she released said that, you know, everybody's going to be horrified. It's going to be, you know, horrible, I think. And for her to say that, and for his attorney, Ben Crump, he said that this was just as bad as the Rodney King or worse. So, of course, it's worse because Tyre died.
Yes, he did. And apparently, you mentioned his family has seen the video. Tyre's mother was unable to get through viewing even the first minute of the footage after hearing his son say, "What did I do?" At the end of the footage, Nichols can be heard calling for his mother 3 times. You've been in contact with the family. How have those conversations gone?
Well, the only time was when they had the press release here, and I was there in the room with them, you know, because, you know, me being a part of the NAACP, I was there in the rooms, and they were, you know, they had prayer, and they were just talking about how horrific it was. And, you know, the mother is probably in a state of shock. Still, I mean, she just wants justice for her son.
Yeah. I mentioned the 5 officers involved have been fired. Is that enough? And what needs to be done to ensure transparency and justice?
Well, they've been charged now. They were fired at first, but now they have been booked at Shelby County Jail. And they would definitely, you know, I think justice will be served.
Vicki Terry is the executive director of the NAACP Memphis branch. We will be watching as this tape is released and all the events that will happen after. Vicki, thank you for your time and for your work there.
Thank you so much, Jane. I appreciate you reaching out. And anything else I can do, just please let me know, and I'll definitely keep in touch.
Thank you.